Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. India flagship sinks after attack in Red Sea. All 13 Indian sailors rescued. India condemns attack on commercial vessel. India to host third BRICS culture working group meeting in Bhopal from today. 13th BRICS Education Ministers meeting to also commence in Bhubaneswar. Pakistan imposes restrictions on foreign media after criticism over crackdown in POJK protests. And in badminton, PV Sindhu seeded 9th, while Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty get 5th seeding for BWF World Championships. And now the news in detail. An Indian-flagged commercial vessel, MSV Fez Noor-e-Aulia, sank in the Red Sea after coming under attack off the coast of Yemen yesterday. All the 14 seafarers, including 13 Indian nationals who were on board the vessel, were rescued safely. We have a report.
According to reports, the Indian-flagged tanker was carrying oil from Saudi Arabia. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbanand Sonowal, said that the vessel was hit by a projectile near Yemeni waters, causing the vessel to capsize and sink. Mr. Sonowal said India strongly condemns this unprovoked attack on the defenseless mechanized sailing vessel. He said the safety of our people is our supreme priority. Moreover, in a statement, Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, condemned the attack on the Indian-flagged vessel, saying the continuing incidents of attacks on commercial shipping in the region are deeply worrisome. It said the targeting of commercial shipping in the region must end and free and unimpeded navigation and commerce through the international waterways in the region must be restored at the earliest. The ministry said that the Indian embassy in Riyadh is closely monitoring the situation and proactively coordinating with Yemeni authorities for the safety and security of the crew. With Anupam Mishra, Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Bhopal, the capital of Madhya Pradesh, is hosting an important BRICS cultural meeting from today. Delegates from several countries have arrived in the city for 4 days of discussions on culture. The Ministry of Culture said the meeting will bring together representatives from BRICS member states to advance cultural cooperation and build consensus on key areas ahead of the BRICS culture ministers' meeting. Here is a report from our correspondent.
Bhopal is hosting a major BRICS cultural meeting from today. The four-day event being held under India's BRICS presidency will continue till the 8th of August. It includes meetings of the BRICS Culture Working Group and BRICS Culture Ministers. The city has been specially decorated for the event. VIP Road and Bhot Setu have been beautified with fresh paint and murals. The first 2 days are for discussions among senior officials. The last 2 days will have the meetings of culture ministers who will finalize a joint declaration. India has placed two important proposals before the member countries. One is to create a shared digital platform for artists and cultural heritage. The second is to encourage joint UNESCO nominations by BRICS nations. Abhinav Goyal, Akashvani News, Bhopal.
Meanwhile, the 13th BRICS Education Ministers meeting and the 3rd BRICS Senior Officials meeting will also be held from today till the 7th of this month in Bhubaneswar, Odisha. Education Ministry said that these meetings will bring together education ministers, senior officials and delegates from BRICS member countries. India has termed the so-called local elections in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir as complete farce, saying such hollow exercises cannot hide reality. Briefing media in New Delhi External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal pointed out that the real happening is that of public protests and wanton killings by Pakistani forces. He said that since June this year, at least 90 civilians have lost their lives in the continuing crackdown. He said that the Pakistani establishment has answered public discontent with bullets, blackouts, intimidation and repression, and now seeks to manufacture legitimacy through a hollow electoral exercise.
This so-called local election in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir is a complete farce. The real happening is that of public protests and wanton killings by Pakistani forces. Such hollow exercises cannot hide reality. Since June this year, at least 90 civilians have lost their lives in the continuing crackdown. Many more have been injured. As you have seen, the Pakistani establishment has answered public discontent with bullets, blackouts, intimidation and repression, and now seeks to manufacture legitimacy.
This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Pakistan has tightened its control over foreign media by introducing new rules that require foreign journalists to obtain prior government approval before reporting from most parts of the country. We have a report.
Pakistan is under international scrutiny over its handling of protests and crackdown in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir POJK, where human rights groups and press freedom organizations have raised concerns over restrictions on journalists, internet blackouts, and the use of force against demonstrators. Several news outlets were recently banned by Pakistan over their coverage of the crackdown by authorities in POJK. The Foreign Media Facilitation Guidelines 2026 effectively placed large parts of Pakistan beyond the reach of independent foreign reporting, unless journalists first secure a no objection certificate NOC from Pakistan's government. Until now, foreign correspondents could seek permissions on a case-by-case basis. The new framework formalizes those controls and expands the government's oversight over nearly every aspect of foreign media operations. Under the new rules, foreign journalists can freely operate only in Islamabad, Lahore, and Karachi. Any reporting assignments elsewhere, including producing news reports, documentaries, videos or social media content, will require prior clearance from the government. International organizations including Amnesty International and the Committee to Protect Journalists have urged Pakistan to protect press freedom and investigate allegations of abuses. With Nandini's report, Payal Sharma for World News.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has said that a deal with Iran could be reached in a day or two to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. When asked whether Iran would be allowed to charge a toll on ships passing through the Strait of Hormuz, the U.S. Treasury Secretary said that freedom of navigation must be maintained.
President Trump last week threatened what would have been one of the largest military campaigns since World War II against the Iranians. And now we are in talks with the Iranians. And I think there's a chance we may have a deal today or tomorrow to open the strait and move towards a more normalized position in this conflict. And you know, that's because if their air force is wiped out, their navy is wiped out, a substantial portion of their missiles are wiped out. More importantly, their missile production capability is wiped out.
Oil prices fell to a three-week low yesterday after senior U.S. officials said progress had been made in talks aimed at reopening the Strait of Hormuz, raising hopes of easing disruptions to global energy supplies. A report.
Brent crude, the international benchmark, dropped nearly 5% to below $80 a barrel, while U.S. West Texas Intermediate fell more than 5% to about $76 a barrel, both reaching their lowest levels since mid-July. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said negotiations involving Oman had advanced, with Bessent saying an agreement could come as early as possible. Iran, however, denied it was negotiating directly with Washington, saying discussions were taking place with Oman, which has acted as a mediator. Qatar said diplomatic efforts were continuing, but no direct U.S.-Iran talks were planned. Komadi Parikh for World News.
On to sports. In badminton, star Indian shuttler PV Sindhu will be the ninth seed in the women's singles event at the BWF World Badminton Championships 2026, scheduled to be held at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi from 17th to 23rd August. India's highest seeded entry at the World Badminton Championships will be the men's doubles pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty, who have been handed the fifth seed. Former World Championships bronze medalist Lakshya Sen is seeded 14th in the men's singles, while Dhruv Kapila and Olympian Tanisha Krasto are the 15th seeds in mixed doubles. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India flagged ship sinks after attack in Red Sea. All 13 Indian sailors rescued. India condemns attack on commercial vessel. India to host third BRICS culture working group meeting in Bhopal from today. 13 BRICS education ministers meeting to also commence in Bhubaneswar. Pakistan imposes restrictions on foreign media after criticism over crackdown in POJK protests. And in badminton, PV Sindhu seeded 9th, while Sattvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty get 5th seeding for BWF World Championships. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.